tell me how you feel about this, John, from the world of rock and roll. You've seen these guys in concert, and you like to go out and check out some live music. Motley Crue has their big movie, The Dirt, coming out here in the next month. So Nikki Sixx was talking about that and doing some interviews. And he argues for the right or the use of backing tracks during live concerts. And he says, we've used technology since 87. He said the group employed sequencers, subtones, background vocals, plus background singers, and us. Stuff we can't tour with. We love it and don't hide it. It's a great way to fill out the sound. I didn't know that they used that. Every time I saw Motley Crue, I'm like, I thought they sounded halfway terrible. So to think that half of it was pre-recorded is absolutely amazing to me. You know what I mean? If half of it is already recorded in the house,
shouldn't it sound better?
Shouldn't it sound better than this?
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, especially the vocals. But I mean, are you okay with if you go to see a live concert and you find out afterwards that a good portion of it was pre-recorded?
I saw Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's terrible.
I saw Crosby, Stills, and Nash about 20 years ago. And I thought, man, you know, they actually sound pretty good. And I was at the venue and kind of had access to the venue. We did a broadcast kind of thing there. So it's kind of bopping around and talking to different people and made my way to one of the guys who was familiar with, he was backstage. He was like a backstage manager or whatever. And I said, God, you know, I think maybe it was during a break or something. I said, boy, they really, I didn't think they would sound this good. I just saw him. I told him, I saw this PBS special that they did, and I didn't think they sounded that good. But, man, they sound great tonight. They got it going. They got it back together again. He says, well, you know what that is? He says, there's a group, there's four of them backstage. They got these singers backstage. Yeah. That are singing, they're sweetening the vocals, like, oh geez. But I like, you know, I guess what I didn't know wouldn't have hurt me, right? I mean, I enjoyed the experience until I found out.
Until you find
there were
out
guys
later.
Backstage. I know, but it sounded good, and if that was the only way that they could get that sound that they had from 30 or 40 years ago, but I.